You're listening to the Alpha Man Project with your host, Ted Rice. Would you like to be bigger, leaner, and stronger? Do you want to develop the confidence to go after what you want in life? Or how about becoming the man that women want to be with? It doesn't matter if you're a successful CEO or working 9-to-5. We're here once a week to empower you to reach your full potential so you can live life on your own terms. You deserve greatness. Now it's time to make it happen. Don't miss an episode. Subscribe to the podcast feed, follow us on Twitter, and like us on Facebook. Find it all at alphamanproject.com. Now, back to the show.
Welcome back to another episode of The Alpha Man Project. I'm your host, Ted Rice, and today I have the alpha man who got me into podcasting. He's the reason why you guys even have this podcast to listen to. It's John Lee Dumas, the entrepreneur on fire himself. If you haven't heard of Entrepreneur on Fire, I suggest you go check it out. But most of you guys probably have heard of John because he has a six-figure online business consisting of his podcast and all the other great things he does. But what you may not know about John is that he did a lot of things before he started this podcast that's been so successful and that's inspired thousands of other podcasts, including my own. He's spent time in Iraq as an officer in the U.S. Army. He went to law school and dropped out. He's traveled the world. He's also turned down some very lucrative offers to be in corporate America and do all this other stuff. So we're going to be getting into John's story. And also, John's going to give us entrepreneur advice specifically for online business. So get your notepad ready because he's going to drop some serious knowledge. You're going to want to write this down. He's going to give you some advice on how to really make a successful, lucrative online business. All right. So welcome, John Lee Dumas. Thank you so much for being here today, John.
Ted, thanks for having me on today. And I am prepared, my friend, to ignite.
I like it. So let's, yes. So let's get things rolling with your quote and why.
So my quote, which I am thankful for finding before I launched Entrepreneur on Fire, which has really been the guiding light for us at every single juncture, at every single fork in the road, is by Albert Einstein. Try not to become a man of success. Try instead to become a man of value. And those are the principles, Ted, that I've really applied to Entrepreneur on Fire from day one. I haven't focused on trying to be successful, of chasing that dollar or those download numbers or whatever that fame or fortune might be. But instead, I focus on providing value to my listeners, to Fire Nation, to giving them the best content that I could on a frequent basis daily, and just continue to do that in a consistent manner. So, Ted, to me, that quote is all about serving your audience, who is really the lifeblood of any entrepreneurial journey. So that's my focus, and I'm sticking to it.
Man, I love that. And it's so true. So many people get into entrepreneurship, try to start a business, whether online or off, and think about, okay, how can I get money from people? And I see it in my business in fitness. And it's like you said, John, it's all about delivering value. And if you deliver enough value and you have the business and systems in place to collect the money and you ask for the money, you're going to get it. But you got to deliver value first. That's got to be where you're coming from. And I love that. And that can kick off our talk about, I want to help the listeners who might be wanting to start an online business and be that online entrepreneur, or maybe they're already in it like myself. I want to give them some practical steps, some practical tips from someone like yourself who's been so successful and also has maintained your integrity doing it. So let's start out with, what is the successful mindset of an entrepreneur?
So this is a great question, and it's a great topic because, I mean, Ted, one thing that entrepreneurs fail at so often is having the correct mindset going into their entrepreneurial journey. So there's actually a couple resources I want to share right at the top of this kind of commentary because it's so important and was so integral in my journey. And these books are by a mentor and a mentee. So the mentor was Jeff Olson, who wrote the book The Slight Edge. He was the mentor of Darren Hardy, who wrote the book The Compound Effect. So both of these books build off each other, and they're from just two incredibly successful and inspiring entrepreneurs. And it talks about that compound effect, Ted, of doing the little things right every single day, of having that right mindset. And even though it seems like it's not adding up to something or anything big right now, over the course of the weeks, months, and even years down the road, that compound effect will grow into something massive, and that success will follow as well. So mindset really needs to kind of be part of the equation for every entrepreneur, no matter what niche, what industry they decide to go into. And just a realization that, Ted, everything that's easy to do is also easy not to do. So unfortunately, most entrepreneurs choose not to do it, because just like it's easy to do for me to tweet every day, it's also easy for me not to do it. So if I don't do it for a week, that might not affect me right now, but 6 months down the road, that compound effect of just being consistent, of adding value every single day, will add up to something big. And that's where the mindset focus has to be, Ted.
Yeah, and I love that. I've read Jeff Olson's The Slight Edge. It's something I recommend to everybody. I actually gave it to someone, one of the security guards that works at one of the buildings that I train my clients at. And it's one of the books that really got it. Man, it's so simple, right? Everything that you do every day is either adding up to something that pushes you further along, or it's taking you away or slowing you down from what you want. And it's so, so simple, true. Right?
So true.
I haven't heard the other one, but I'm definitely going to get into that.
Yeah, it's actually his mentee. So Jeff Olson mentored Darren Hardy, who's the founder of Success Magazine. So all those principles build off of that.
Very cool. It's like part two. I'm looking forward to it because I was so pumped up after The Slight Edge. Yes. Awesome. And so let's talk about some habits that we need to have in place. John, you must have some serious discipline and maybe other habits that you learned from being in the military and having that tour of duty in Iraq and really kind of having to step up regardless of whether you wanted to or not. I'd love to talk about how your experience in the military affected you developing these habits and some other habits that you maybe have gotten from other places.
No, absolutely. So one thing in the military that really stuck with me was Parkinson's Law. And that's, Ted, that tasks will expand to the time that you allot them. So I've realized early on as a military officer that, hey, if I plan to get X, Y, and Z done in 4 hours, it's going to take me 4 hours. But on the flip side, if I plan to get X, Y, and Z done in 2 hours, somehow it just seems to work out that it gets done in 2 hours because that focus is there, that mindset is there, and everything goes into place. So I've always taken that mindset. And another phrase in the U.S. Army that I love and that I've implemented into my entrepreneurial journey is that we get more stuff done in the Army before 9 a.m. than the rest of the world does all day. I loved that quote. It made me feel like I was really just having a head start on the rest of the world. It made me feel like I was being given that slight edge that Jeff Olson's talking about every single day. And if you have a slight edge every single day, that means that over the course of time, you are outdistancing your competitors by a long shot, miles and miles and miles and miles. So I applied that to Entrepreneur on Fire. And every day I get up at 5:20 a.m. It's non-negotiable. I shower, I grab some breakfast and some coffee, and I sit down. And by 6 a.m., I am working on the first task of that day, whatever that might be. And by 9 a.m., Ted, I can look at my clock and say, you know what? I've already done more work today than most other entrepreneurs are probably going to do all day. And that's continued to push me forward. And the realization is anybody can do that. They just have to make the decision. And I'm sure there's some listeners right now are saying, I'm just a night owl. I get all my work done at night and X, Y, Z. And you know what? If you say you are, then you are. If you say you're a night owl and you're committed to believing that, then that's exactly what you are. And if it's working for you, I don't see why you should change it. But if you want to and you want to be an early bird, then start saying that you are and start doing it. And believe me, it won't take you long before that transition has happened.
Absolutely, because what we believe affects everything else. I love that. And I love how you're talking about it really comes down to the work that you put into it, because I think some people have a pretty skewed idea about how much work it takes to make something successful, how many quote unquote failures you need to have. But I mean, it is a roller coaster ride to get things off the ground. And I've experienced that in my own personal training business. And I've experienced that with this podcast starting out. And I can only imagine what you have in these. How long have you been doing Entrepreneur on Fire now?
Well, it's a daily podcast, and we have now published 602 episodes. So wow. I'll let you do the math.
Yeah, for a couple of years. I know it probably didn't start out like you did your first interview and people were just like, whoa, John Lee Dumas, let's pay him to promote our products. Let's put him in charge. Let's get him public speaking. What was the thing that really took your business over the edge and caused you to be as successful as you are today?
It was the slight edge, Ted. It was
comes
back to the slight edge that every single day I was publishing a new podcast, a fresh episode of an interview with a successful and inspiring entrepreneur. And what do successful entrepreneurs have in common, Ted? They have audiences, they have listeners, they have fans. And so every single day, Ted, 7 days a week, my first interview goes out to my guest and I say, Seth Godin, Tim Ferriss, Gary Vaynerchuk, your interview on Entrepreneur on Fire just went live today. You rocked the mic. You shared an amazing journey. If you'd like to share your journey with your audience, I'd be honored. Here are all the links to do so. And 99 times out of 100, that entrepreneur is taking that journey that they shared where they revealed failures, aha moments, and of course, what's working for them right now. And they're sharing it with their audience. And so every single day, 7 days a week, Entrepreneur on Fire is being exposed to a whole new audience, a certain proportion of which is listening to it for the first time, is becoming a subscriber. A certain proportion of them are becoming evangelist and listening more and more often. And so that combined slight edge that I'm giving myself every single day has continued to allow Entrepreneur on Fire to grow every single day of the year, 365 days, including Christmas, to where we now in the month of May had 829,000 unique downloads alone in over 145 countries.
Man, that is just awesome hearing about that. And I love how you bring it back to it's that slight edge. It's that putting in that work daily. It's also leveraging your guests and getting in front of as big of audiences as you can and networking with them and doing interviews with them. But it really starts with that work. That's really cool, man. That may sound a little bit daunting for some of the people who haven't even started yet. So I'd love to hear how you would recommend someone to start now with all the experience, all the ups, the downs that you've had, and now this huge success where you have over 600 interviews and 800,000 downloads. I mean, that's just crazy. How would you recommend someone to start right now?
So a wise man once said, Ted, that a journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step. And that one step for anybody listening today that is thinking that podcasting is something that interests them and or just entrepreneurship in general, a great first step would be to come to our free live podcast workshop. We do it every week, Ted. It's completely free. It's live. It's just me and I'm on the mic and I go through an incredible presentation about podcasting, about how to create a podcast, what it takes, about how to grow that audience in 5 specific tactics. I talk about how to monetize a podcast, 8 different ways that we monetize to the tune of over $100,000 every single month. So Ted, I am just here teaching for free how to create, grow, and monetize your podcast on this live workshop that anybody can claim a spot at podcastersparadise.com. And speaking of Podcasters Paradise, the ending part of that entire presentation is me taking people behind the scenes of Podcasters Paradise, which is the number one community in the world for podcasters who are looking to create, grow, and monetize their podcast. We have over 150 video tutorials, a private forum and Facebook group, and we do monthly Q&A webinars with today's top podcasters. So it's an amazing community. We have a lot of fun and it's just something that I enjoy doing to no end.
Awesome. And full disclosure here, I'm a part of that group and I learned how to do podcasting from you, John, and from being part of Podcasters Paradise. And I love the audio format. Sometimes video people don't want to watch more than maybe 5 minutes. And I'm not the best copywriter. I'm not the best at writing articles. So
me neither.
Yeah, man, you know, you got to go with, I'm working on it. It's a skill I'm developing, but I really feel comfortable getting on the mic and just talking. But,
good for you, man.
Yeah, thanks, bro. And one thing I would like to talk about is, what if writing is your thing, or what if doing videos? What are you finding is so effective in getting your message out there, besides, of course, your podcast? Because you say you're not good at writing, John, but I've read some great articles authored
well, that's
by
Kate.
You.
That's my director of content creation.
Oh, gotcha.
Kate.
Okay. All right. Well, there you go.
So there's a number of ingredients to this that I'm very convinced are really important. Number one, you have to be willing to create valuable content. Now, valuable is subjective, and it's at that point that you are. Believe me, the Entrepreneur on Fire at episode 600 are much more valuable than they were at episode 6, because I'm a better host, so I'm better able to facilitate the interviews, and the interviews just get better and better and better. But at all times, I was always delivering as valuable a content, Ted, as I was able to. Another huge component is it needs to be free, Ted. Now, that scares a lot of people. Like, why would I spend so much time doing all this work and then give it away for free? Well, Ted, it's because we live in an incredibly busy and noisy world. And until you've proven yourself beyond a shadow of a doubt and built a massive audience that knows, likes, and trusts you, you're not going to be able to grow an audience unless you're giving away your best stuff, incredibly valuable, for free. And the third word, Ted, and this is where most people mess up and they quit and they don't follow it, is frequency, consistent frequency. Now, I planted my flag in the sand, and that was 7-day-a-week podcast, and I have stuck to that now for almost 2 years and over 600 episodes. Now, for somebody else, that might be one blog post a week. It might be one video a month. It might be 3 audio podcasts per week. Whatever that might be, be consistent, because an audience is going to want to know, like, and trust you, and know they can know, like, and trust the schedule that you are creating.
Yeah, no, that's great. And just being consistent, sticking to whatever it is you've decided to do, sticking to it, being consistent, and getting your fans, your audience, to know, like, and trust you, as you said. But that trust is really important in delivering on what you say you're going to deliver. So important there. Yeah. And John, who should we be following besides yourself? Which, John, I've been listening to your podcast for a long time.
Thanks, Ted.
Before I started. Yeah, dude. Well, thank you, because I wouldn't have started it without you. I was working out in my apartment because I don't go to a gym. I really like to keep things at my house. And
well, it works. So I'm looking at your Skype picture right now and you're pretty jacked.
Thanks, man. Appreciate it. I'm trying. But, you know, I better be. It's my business, right? My other part of my business. But yeah, and I would work out and listen to your podcast, and I would just get so fired up. It was definitely partly the content, but also I could tell you were really enjoying it. And, you know, you delivered so much value and also that inspiration. And that's what I want to do for other people. I mean, this podcast is specifically for men, to take their lives to the next level, to build themselves into their vision of a badass, of someone who really takes charge of their life and creates what they want out of it. And that's something that you've done. And that's why I was so psyched to interview you. Let's talk about other people who we should be following for entrepreneurship, maybe for copywriting or doing videos. Who has inspired you, and who do you get information from to develop your business?
Well, somebody that I've really been tuning into a lot recently is James Altucher. I love his content. I love his blog, his podcast. I just really like how he delivers it. He's so real. He doesn't script anything. He's just off the cuff. And it's really kind of the direction I'm trying to start to lead Entrepreneur on Fire. And as I get more experienced as a broadcast host, and I really like his mindset and his mentality and what he does. Another great friend of mine is Greg Hickman of Mobile Mixed. And I love what he's doing in the mobile space. And it's incredible to see how overpowering mobile is becoming in every entrepreneur's world. And Greg Hickman's the top of his game and the top in that industry when it comes to how mobile can affect your business and what you can do to really make that happen. And then there's another guy, Rick Mulready, who is just doing great things with his podcast, with his blog, which is over at rickmulready.com. And he's all about Facebook. Like, he is the guy for Facebook advertising, for getting your Facebook profile and business page up and running in the best manner, which is so critical because there's such great opportunities in the Facebook world for people that know how to utilize it correctly. And it's how we generate, Ted, over $25,000 every single week on our webinars that we do at the podcast workshop, where we bring people on and share with them all of the insider tips, tools, and tactics about podcasting. And then we show them Podcasters Paradise and what the lifetime access fee is, with, of course, a great discount for people that are on that webinar. So those are two guys that I love that I interact with on a weekly basis. We're both in our, I'm in a mastermind with both Rick and Greg. So I've seen their growth and I've seen their success. Quick question for you, Ted.
Sure.
Did you join Podcasters Paradise on a live webinar?
Actually, it was my partner, Giselle. She did. Yes, she did. I was looking in, we were debating back and forth between joining yours and joining something else. I really wanted to do the podcasting thing because I really just felt drawn to it. And there was someone else we almost joined, but we went with you because you just had everything laid out. And I'm not just saying that. It may sound like, yes, well, John, you, if that sounds a little pluggy, it's not. Well, it is, but it's also true. Okay.
Well, no, I appreciate that. I'm always, and this is kind of a great lesson for the listeners right here. It's so important as a host, as an entrepreneurial leader, as somebody that's creating products and services, you always need to be asking questions and finding out how people found about you, how they heard about you, why they made the decision to join, because that information is gold you can apply to anything that you're doing to find even more success.
Absolutely, man. And you know, that's something I need to start doing, is start asking people, hey, how did you find out about us? Because we're getting some really good downloads. And guys, if you're listening, please share this, you know, start sharing my podcast, because that's how I get out there. I'm not asking you guys for anything. I'm just, like John said, to deliver value first and establish yourself and then worry about the other stuff later. And that's what I'm doing. So just wanted to throw that in there. So John, what are the best ways, once we have our business up and running, what's the best way to promote an online business?
So there are so many mediums out there, and I do think that you should be in every one of them that you have the bandwidth for at that time. I think it needs to start with one focus. And for me, it's a no-brainer. Podcasting is the best medium to start and to grow a thriving audience that knows, likes, and trusts you, that looks at you as an authority figure, that gives you credibility, that allows you, Ted, as a host, to make some great connections. I mean, with people like me, with people like, you know, that I've mentioned on this show, you can bring them on, you can develop relationships, and you can actually begin to network and have some great opportunities and really have that one-on-one kind of mentorship for the 30 minutes you have somebody on a show. I mean, it's an unbelievable opportunity. So whatever niche or industry you're in, who do you want to talk to that's at the top of their game in that industry? If you have a platform like a podcast, believe me, you can bring them on that platform. They'll be more than happy to take 25, 30 minutes, jump on a Skype call with you, with the opportunity to reach their target audience, which are your listeners. So it's an amazing opportunity. You do want to segment that with a headquarters, with a platform. So we talk about entrepreneuronfire.com, which is our website where we have all the show notes, resources, blog articles. And then we're also very active in social media. You know, we want people to know that we're everywhere. We're all around. Now, you don't have to start there because that's overwhelming, but you want to add those pieces to the puzzle as you progress forward.
Yeah, no, that's awesome. And I'm learning from you how maybe I should really start to push my business further every time I get interviewed, because I know you're plugging yourself and that's awesome. Guys, if you're hearing John, John delivers value and he plugs himself shamelessly because he believes in what he does. And man, I can't argue with you about the podcast, because I've talk to people who I interviewed, a former Navy SEAL commander. I mean,
awesome.
You know, it's like, when is this guy ever going to talk to me? Or I'm interviewing you. You're making six figures a month on your podcast. You wouldn't probably return my call if I was like, hey, John, I'm Ted. I'm from Miami Beach. And yeah, just shooting you a call, just seeing if you wanted to shoot the breeze sometime. Probably too busy for that. But I've given you a platform to share your business.
Exactly.
Therefore, I get to talk to you and learn from you. So that's just awesome. And
Ted, like people ask me like, John, who's your mentor? And I'm like, well, pick one. I have 600 past guests, all of whom I look at as mentors, because I've been able to have a one-on-one conversation with them, ask them questions that I want to ask, and they've all mentored me while at the same time mentoring Fire Nation, mentoring you, Ted, when you're sweating your butt off in Miami, working out in your apartment, getting buff and listening to the show.
Absolutely, man. Let's jump into the Alpha Round. I created a special list of questions to ask you for guys out there who want to get into entrepreneurship. So you ready?
Let's rock.
All right. So what's the best piece of advice you can tell one of our listeners if they're on the fence about starting or becoming an entrepreneur?
Really take the time to find people in your niche that are the top of that game. So if you're interested in doing something, what are you interested in doing? Go find the people that are knocking it out of the park and start following them. Start commenting on their social media. Start reading their books that they have and you start listening to their podcasts or reading their blogs. Really see if this is something that does hold your interest and you're passionate about. Because Ted, this is a marathon, not a sprint. You need to look at it as something that you're going to love doing 2 years from now, 3 years from now, not just right now.
Awesome. And what's the one biggest aha moment that you've had from some of your successes?
You are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. So many of my past guests have shared that. I realized that so well, and I made sure that I surround myself at all times with people who I look up to, who I respect, who motivate me and push me forward every single day. Because Ted, all ships rise in a high tide. So if you are surrounding yourself with the right people who are already at a high tide, your ship's gonna rise too.
I love that. And how about the biggest lesson you've learned from all of your failures?
To embrace failure, because it needs to be a mindset shift, Ted. People get down and they get in the dumps and they get scared of failure, but they need to realize that everybody who tries to be an entrepreneur and is successful has faced failure many times. That's why we start every Entrepreneur on Fire episode with a failure. And instead of thinking that failure and letting it get you down, and instead of thinking of failure as a negative and letting it get you down, instead look at it as, you know what? Other people are failing every day and quitting. So I am going to be able to rise above that and take that challenge and become one of the few that keep persevering.
Wow, that's powerful stuff right there. I hope you guys are taking this in and taking notes. What about what you would do? This might sound familiar, John, this last question.
I know it's coming.
What would you do differently after having all these ups and downs, all these successes and failures, and finally getting Entrepreneur on Fire to what it is now, knowing all that, what would you have done differently when you first started out?
Absolutely, without a doubt, when I first started, I would have done what we said in that last answer, which was instead of letting the fear of failure and the failure itself hold me back and get me down, I would have embraced it and used it as fuel to propel me forward into new, scary, and exciting realms faster.
I love it, because so many times we get this, we're like almost hardwired to feel the pain of that failure and to think down on ourselves and get depressed or have a little bit of despair, but it really is just, hey, listen, this isn't working. What did you learn from it? How do you move on? Awesome. And John, we're about out of time, but let's hear some parting advice for those aspiring entrepreneurs out there. What's the parting advice you'd like to give them?
Let's wrap this up by doing a full circle, Ted. Just start. Read The Slight Edge, then follow it with The Compound Effect. Apply those principles and just start doing something. 15 minutes in the morning, 15 minutes before bed. You'll be shocked at what the compound effect happens to you in your life a mere 6 months down the road. And Ted, people can find more about me at eofire.com. And of course, that free live podcast workshop every week at podcastersparadise.com.
Awesome. And all that will be in the show notes. John, thank you so much for your time, your wisdom, and your knowledge. I really appreciate it and look forward to talking to you soon.
You've reached the end of another episode of the Alpha Man Project. connect with us at alphamanproject.com. Your feedback is really important to us. It helps us learn, develop, and most importantly, improve our podcast for you. Give us a review on iTunes and receive a free grocery shopping list and 4-week muscle building workout. See you next episode.